Well, today has been a very busy morning for us. We had on a seismologist, and we just had on Miss Gamecock. So now we're going to combine the two, and we're gonna have on someone who's a big shaker and somebody who is a pageantry lady herself. We're talking about Miss Marsha from over at Oakleaf Village. It's time for a positive points on aging as we continue the hit parade. Good morning, my friend.
I've never been compared to a seismologist.
Well, I'm just saying you're like you're someone who makes things happen. You're a mover and a shaker.
Well, thank you.
So you make the earth move.
Listen, I want to, before I get started, you know how I am about traffic. You know, traffic was awesome today. It was like a gift. It was so smooth. But let me tell you, when I get to Bull Street and I'm sitting there and I'm at the traffic light and I see waving and stuff next to me. You know, it was kind of like somebody's in my window. You know,
okay.
And I look over, and there's a woman in her car screaming at somebody on the phone. And I just wanted to put my window down and say, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. But she was
How stressed can you be this early?
I mean, she was really waving the arms.
Yeah.
Because it really caught my attention. I just wanted to get away from her is what I wanted. But I just felt sorry for her. So, lady, whoever you are, I hope you got it out of your system.
Yes, get it out of your system and enjoy a beautiful day and count your blessings and try to feel a little bit of positivity in your life a little bit there. So, all right, well, today you warned me. You said that we were going to rip off the bandage.
We sure are.
What are we doing?
And, you know, I came up with this yesterday morning because I'd had two conversations with people over the weekend about their mothers, and it really bothered me, and I thought, you know, we got to talk about this.
Okay.
You know, Mother's Day is a very special day. To me, it's as special as your birthday. You know, any of you ladies, we all have a mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But being a mother and celebrating that experience of raising children. But the thing is that as our mothers get older, and mothers like to be taken care of, they're used to it. But what happens is when, let's say they're alone, their spouse has passed, and you went home to see them this weekend for Mother's Day to celebrate, and there was a lot going on that she didn't want you to know about, or is something that you just didn't want to talk about.
Sure.
Okay? So these are some of the signs that I want to talk about, and then we're going to talk about how to talk about it to them, because it is a difficult conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, your mom might have forgotten, if she wanted to cook you a nice Mother's Day meal, maybe food didn't taste the same anymore because maybe she forgot half the ingredients that needed to go in them.
Yeah.
Or mom seems really sad, or she's very moody, or she's aggravated, or she's quick to snap. You know what I'm saying? Something's different. She might have talked about, oh, I fell against this. I'm not hurt, but, you know, I had a little fall this week.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're looking at your mom and you're going, gosh, mom has lost a lot of weight. Or you notice that mom's hair kind of looks bad, or she kind of smells.
Yikes.
You know, there's a noticeable
lack of hygiene there.
Yeah. Or she's got a lot of bruises on her arms and legs, or she's got a lot of skin tears. And, you know, as people grow older, their skin gets thinner.
Absolutely.
And due to some medications, it can really cause a problem. But when you see a lot of these long gashes, and they really need to be watched because they can get infected.
Badly, and it can go south real quickly.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be real careful with that.
The other thing is when they start, they call it furniture walking, where they're holding on to furniture wherever they go. You know, their path is they got to make sure they're behind the couch or behind this or behind that so they can get to the kitchen or whatever without falling. You might say, hey, I saw Miss Gladys at the grocery store the other day. She said she hadn't seen you for a while. Have you not been going to your garden club?
You're
not going to the senior center? Or how about there's a lot of missed medical appointments? And your loved one has forgotten about, oh, I was supposed to see him. Maybe it was your 6-month checkup.
Right.
And you know how it is with doctors now. It takes months to get back into a doctor once.
Yes, it does.
So anyway, we're going to talk about this list of concerns because this is when you really got to rip off the bandage first on yourself and say, okay, I got to deal with this. You know, this weekend coming in and seeing mom, and I might not see her again for 2 more months. What could happen within those two months? And so I talked to one young lady that mother is very put together, except they do know that she's got Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
She's never been diagnosed.
Okay, that sounds a little bit...
There's no medications to help her through any of this. And finally, and she said, when I went to get my mom, they'd finally talked about going into a retirement home so that the father could have independence and mom could get some care.
Okay.
She said it was amazing. They live... she said when you walked into the house and you saw the condition of the house.
Right.
And she said my dad was so embarrassed because we found things that mother had hidden.
Right.
And it wasn't good stuff.
No.
And it was stuff that lack of hygiene and things like that. You know, and she said I couldn't show her how upset I was until I got in the car, and then I fell apart because
right.
I thought, why didn't I see this sooner?
Absolutely.
But things can change quickly like that. Like I said, when we're talking about lack of hygiene, lack of nutrition, lack
sure.
of doctor's appointments, a lot of stuff can happen.
Well, and we've talked about, not that long ago, we talked about denial
yeah.
On the program. And it's more than the river in Egypt. It's you know, it's serious stuff. And if you aren't, let's face it, you mentioned it because of Mother's Day being the holiday. Some folks maybe don't see their parents on a very regular basis. Maybe it's for just holidays, a Thanksgiving or a birthday or a Mother's Day or a Father's Day, and that's it. Maybe that's the only time, a couple times a year you see them if you live out of town or things like that. You'd be amazed how much things could have changed just from last Thanksgiving or Christmas till now here in May with Mother's Day. A lot can change in 6 months.
Like I said, just think of a lack of going to the doctor. Maybe there's a really serious issue that needs to be addressed. And it's not being addressed. We're talking about, what if there's some cancer involved?
Sure.
Not being paid attention to. What if there's heart disease that has started?
Absolutely.
What if there's lower respiratory disease and everybody thinks, oh, it must be post-COVID, COVID, COVID. It might not be COVID.
It might not be.
It could be something
yeah.
that's been going on for quite a while.
Exactly. You know, there's it could be anything. But the point is, if it's been undiagnosed or misdiagnosed or it's just been ignored, it needs attention immediately. And
right.
I think the realization, and again, these are all things that you and Karen have talked about, is if mom and dad have done great being independent and have had no problems, that can change pretty quickly from complete independence to complete need for dependence.
Right.
And there's no shame there. Okay. It's not, they're not choosing this. They're not doing this. You know, don't beat them down for why is the house so messy? Why is, and
right.
believe me, they're not aware that it's gotten this point or they're not able to deal with it themselves, but don't beat them up for that because clearly there's a reason why it's gone this direction.
Absolutely. And just think about if you were raised a certain way and your mother always had kept the house clean and she always fixed very good meals
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you see this crumbling. You got to be careful how you use your language because dignity is very important.
Absolutely.
Our parents don't want us to feel sorry for them and show sympathy. They want us to show empathy. And when we start watching and listening, we're going to learn so much about what we should be doing.
Sure.
But the very first thing I want to say is we've got to use this one word, or we've got to remove this word from our conversation with our parents. The word is worry. Mom, I'm worried about you. What does that happen to your mother when you say, Mom, I'm worried about you?
That shifts the burden to her.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she's not going to tell you
right.
anything because I don't want to worry him.
Right.
So I'm just going to keep it to myself and I'll handle it myself. So we have to start learning
yeah.
how to use certain words.
And not using certain words,
absolutely.
As you just said. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And again, just remember what the goal here, ultimate goal here, is to protect and take care of someone you love.
Absolutely.
And if that's really what your goal is, then these strategies are pretty important. We're going to get you the Fox Business Report in just a matter of moments. We've got Marsha with us from over at Oak Leaf Village. We do this every Tuesday from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. We call it the Positive Points on Aging. And it's just really valuable information for you with your parents or with your neighbor or with your aunt or uncle or whomever. And believe me, I've employed this with a number of folks. Great information. We're coming back for the second half in a moment.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Wall Street futures indicate a turn for the better following steep losses yesterday. The S&P 500 fell 3.2%, hitting its lowest point in more than a year. Markets in Asia finished lower today, fueled by concerns that U.S. interest rate hikes could stall economic growth. Earnings season rolls on with more first quarter results coming in today. Cisco Corp, Warner Music Group, Hyatt Hotels, and video game maker Electronic Arts are among the companies posting numbers. Shares of AMC rising more than 4.5% in after-hours trading after the movie theater chain reported first quarter revenue increased fivefold from the same time last year. CEO Adam Aron says the results were the company's strongest in 2 years. Coffee and chocolate are joining forces. Starbucks adding a new chocolate cream cold brew to its menu starting today. The coffee chain in a news release says the drink features cold brew coffee topped with a light, sweet, and silky chocolate cream cold foam and is sweetened with vanilla syrup. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Steve Rappaport, invested in you.
Economists are warning that sanctions against Russia could trigger devastating inflation, worse than the current 40-year highs. Hi. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings right now with a gold IRA through Birch Gold, the only company I trust for gold. Just text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on how to protect your savings with gold. Again, text SHELTER to 989898.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caston.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
You know what? I get asked every now and then, Kev, when you say my guy, do you really have a my guy at Palmetto Exterminators? Well, I really do. Ron Byers is my guy. Do you realize I've been a customer of Palmetto Exterminators for 20 years this summer? That's over the course of 3 homes, longer than my kids have been around. I'm loyal to Palmetto Exterminators for several reasons. First, they do a phenomenal job with pest control for a very fair price. It's just not a concern around my home. They take care of everything from regular visits to termite inspection, mosquito care. This is a company that's been around for more than 60 years serving the Midlands. When they come around, they're clean, they're courteous, and they're on time. Look, it's not just me. When it comes to things like those pesky mosquitoes, Palmetto Exterminators voted best of Columbia in Columbia Metropolitan for their mosquito control. I could have told you that before anyone even voted. What else can you possibly need from your pest control company? If you're looking for someone to help you, look no further than my guy, Ron Byers, Palmetto Exterminators. Online, it's palmettoexterminators.net or call him 254-5833, 254-5833.
You've seen the news. You've talked to your friends. You may have even looked around yourself. Home prices are nuts. Seems like no one is offering any kind of discount, except Lexington Discount Homes. Discount is their middle name. Quality homes that fit your budget with the size, model, and floor plan that your family needs. You can still afford your dream home at Lexington Discount Homes. Augusta Highway near Ballpark Road, 803-951-1900 or LexingtonDiscountHomes.com.
The year is 1971. And Sudduth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer, Sudduth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Columbia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at SudduthAuto.com.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Aiken Cockrum. As Miss America, I know that taking care of yourself is important. Part of taking care of your health is knowing if you're at risk of type 2 diabetes. Prediabetes is serious and puts you at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. 90% of South Carolinians who have it don't know they have it. Visit InItTogetherSC.org. Take an online test to find out your risk and join a diabetes prevention program. Brought to you by the Diabetes Action Council of South Carolina.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John. Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Does your kitchen look like a scene out of a 1970s TV show? Is it time to modernize things with a fresh look? Let me strongly suggest you consider my friends over at Stone Interiors. And yes, these are folks I've known a long time, first as their customer and for many years as a partner right here at The Point. They turned our countertops into the centerpiece of our entire kitchen. Stone Interiors checks all the boxes. They're locally owned and operated, so they're here for 20 years and they stand by their work. They have the widest selection of granite, marble, and quartz to go with their incredible workmanship on counters, outdoor kitchens, tile flooring, backsplashes, and a whole lot more. Great selection, tremendous care for their work to go with a design staff to help you from start to finish on your next project. You don't have to have a Brady Bunch kitchen anymore. Climb into 2022. Give yourself a beautiful countertop. Give yourself a great summer with an outdoor kitchen. Go visit and see for yourself online at stoneinteriors.com or give them a call, make an appointment, watch what Stone Interiors can do for you. 461-8950, 461-8950.
Point A to point B.
Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Found out with Raven wrapping up. Platte Springs at Emmanuel Church. Take a little longer. Spears Creek at Wood Creek Farms. A collision. South Commerce at Edisto out. Stall Motors. I-20 westbound at the 87. 26 westbound Airport and Highway 1. Real slow. Slow and go. Boydelli's Party Store. Phone 738-BEER. Beer, wines, and liquors. Boydelli's Party Store. Phone 738-BEER. Doug Thomas on The Point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bar Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
So it's 8 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Don't forget Your Way Home coming up with Erica and John in the 9 o'clock hour. And we'll look forward to listening to those folks. But we're talking with our good friend Marsha Clayman Garrett. She is over at Oakleaf Village, and she is one of our two hosts for the Positive Points on Aging. We do this every week from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. And we've been talking about ripping off the bandage. And I was getting stuck between bandage and band-aid. Anyway, ripping off the Band-Aid about what we're doing here when it comes to the discovery kind of issues going on. And then you get to, okay, now I figured out that there's something wrong. Now I got to figure out how I'm going to deal with it.
Absolutely. Before the conversation, before you know that you've got to have this serious conversation, you really need to do your homework. The first thing you want to do is, I'm going to give everyone a special word out there. It's called concern. Write down your concerns. Do not use the word worry, as we talked about, because it makes them feel guilty. So just say, Mom, I have some concerns, and I would like to sit down and talk with you about it. So you start out with that. For example, you're concerned that maybe their home is not the safest place for them anymore. Maybe their upstairs is not the best place for them to have a bedroom. Maybe the bathroom is not handicapped accessible, so it's getting harder for her to get in and out of the tub, especially if she doesn't have anyone helping her there. Maybe the neighborhood has gotten to the point where you're concerned about mom's safety. Then you need to educate yourself. If you know that your mother has been diagnosed with a certain thing and she hasn't been taking her medications or she hasn't seen her doctor, you really need to educate yourself on how to encourage her in regards to maybe her diet needs to change.
Right.
Maybe there is something in her house that's causing some problems. You know, God forbid you have to get rid of a cat or something because of allergies. But I'm just saying is it happens.
It does happen, yeah.
But the most important thing is you need to understand how important your loved one's environment is to them. And if you have to move them out of that, how do you replicate that environment to where it's comfortable, it's safe, it feels like home to them? And so you've got to do your own homework, because let me tell you, most doctors don't even understand the difference between an assisted living and a nursing home. When an assisted living could be the best, you know, option for them, and the doctor's saying, well, yeah, I think it's time for you to go to a nursing home, and they really don't understand the differences, and people freak out over that.
You hear the term nursing home, and immediately people get very, very, very defensive and very scared.
Yeah, because they think I'm going there to die.
Right.
And
right.
That you just, you know, like I said, you have to educate yourself. You really need to have this talk in person. Don't try a Zoom call with all of your brothers and sisters. That's not good. don't do it over the telephone. You really need to show that you care. If it's important for you enough to drive 8 hours one way to sit down and have this talk, then you really need to be thinking about doing that, planning it, making it a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And this one thing that I saw in this guide that I'm using, when you use empathy and not sympathy, this really hit home. You begin to help as soon as you really begin to listen. You really need to listen to their voices when they're talking about, you know, being home alone.
Right.
Don't rush it. It's not a one and done situation where, oh, we're going to fix this in one day and I've already found a place and I'm going to take you there next week and you're going to live there. You can't do that. You've really got to work gradual.
Yeah.
Of course, if it's a situation where you're in the emergency room and they say you can't go home, that's a different story.
Sure.
But, you know, there are questions that you can bring up, like I said, listening to them. You know, do you feel lonely, Mom? You know, aren't you lonely? You don't see your friends anymore. You don't go to church anymore. Wouldn't it be great to be in an environment where you get that?
Every day.
How about, we've been talking about this, driving. What if driving's becoming a big issue? Find out ways that there's some transportation options out there that she can be safe where she's going. She can have them pick up friends. Whether it's Uber, whether it's Senior Express here in Columbia, you know, find out those options so that she goes, I don't know who to call. Well, I've got that information for you.
Absolutely.
Things like, you know, I know that it's getting harder to handle your finances and pay your bills. How about you let me do that or let my wife do it so that you don't have to worry about that, you know? How about getting help with laundry and housekeeping? If you already know the answer that she's going to give you, you've got to have the answer to give back, saying, well, you know what? Guess what I found out? I found out about so-and-so. You know, maybe you don't need to move to an assisted living right now. Let's get a good home care company in here that can help you be a companion, take you running for errands, doing your laundry, doing your housekeeping, making some meals for you so that you're not alone. There are so many options out there that people really need to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
You know, what about the big question is, wouldn't you feel better if you didn't have to worry about all this stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can eliminate all of this stress, what's the way to do it?
But the thing is you've got to have the open, honest talk. You know, we all dread the talk that we have when our children turn teenagers and we have to have the talk
mm-hmm.
about certain things. We're still going to have the talk with our family members and show them concern, and don't use the word worry, because that only will keep them from discussing those concerns with you.
Know your audience, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know Mom. Maybe you don't know where Mom is, kind of the direction she's going in or Dad's going in, but you do know that there are certain things that really scare her, and there's kind of ways to ease into that kind of stuff, but you can't not have these conversations. You got to have them.
Absolutely. You have to, but you got to make sure that you're not given information overload. It's kind of like the discussion, whether it's over an all day thing where you go visit and you go to lunch and you talk about certain things. Don't be throwing so much at this person that they feel like they're being bombarded
right.
and they're being set up.
Right.
And a lot of family members will tell me, Mom thinks I'm setting her up. And it's because of the way that you're doing it. You're trying to do a one and done.
Right.
And that's it.
It's not fair. You can't take away someone's independence in an hour.
So I have this 5-page guide. It's what I'm using the information from today. And I'd be happy to send it, mail it, email it to anyone that would like it, because it's a great little guide and it gives you a lot of information. Also areas that you can write down notes and to yourself and say, don't forget this, don't forget that. But just really pay attention now. Like I said, since you've just seen your mom and you notice some situation that has changed, really pay attention to that and address it so that it doesn't get any worse.
Well done. How do people find you at Oakleaf Village?
You can call me at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. Or you can stop in and see me at 800 North Lake Drive in Lexington. We'd love to show you around.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.